Tim, you must be delighted with that performance and that win.
Yeah, tough evening. The pitch was, I thought, was a little bit bubbly. Obviously, they played on it on Saturday and it was dry until the rain started coming down, and it didn't help. You know, the lads or both sides to try and get it down and play. But I thought we were very effective. I thought we created a shed load of chances and didn't take them. You know, but for some very, very good goalkeeping by young Pears in goal for them, who's had an outstanding night. You know, we could have been out of sight by half time, in fairness. Then we get a super goal, great strike from Darren to go two up, and you think there's a bit of breathing space, and they get a penalty straight away. And you know, and then you never know, then you're in the lap of the gods, you know, a poor refereeing decision or whatever it might be, you know, and you end up taking a point when you should take three. But I thought we deserved the win, and you know, it was a good, solid, professional away performance.
And as you mentioned, the first half, a number of chances could have gone through a forehead, but that going on ahead with Liam Daly, that was a real deserved lead.
Yeah, again, set play, corner kick, you know, our delivery, we're getting better and better at them. We've got a lot of big lads in there, and if they make the right runs and do what we tell them, then they're going to score goals for sure. And it's a conundrum for people who to mark, because, you know, we've got Gudger, who's scoring fairly frequently from them. You've got Liam, who's a, you know, a massive threat, and Nathan, you know, and others, you know, who go in the box and are a major threat. So it's a difficult one if you're deciding who's going to pick up who in there. But anyway, Liam gets away from his marker. Good finish, great ball in from Darren. And then, you know, just in open play or from restarts, I thought we were a threat. But, you know, as long as it's only the scoreline's tight, you never do know in football. A little bit of bad luck or a decision or a bit of mistake, and the opposition are back in the game. But in the end, I thought we were worthy winners, and we're looking solid. You know, we're looking solid. We're moving in the right direction, and it's a big, big 3 points away from home for us.
And then Darren's great strike puts us 2-0 ahead. And then they go. They get back with a, you know, dubious penalty decision. Is it disappointing to concede so early on after a goal?
Yeah, you always sort of shout on, concentrate 5-10 minutes. You know, goals change games, and teams react when conceding. You know, straight away you're shrinking. You know, you're trying to redouble your efforts and get one back quickly. And I couldn't see from the bench where I was whether it was on ball or not. I mean, could not wait to give it. It looked iffy. I mean, and how many times will the ball hit their hand around their box or in their box, and they gave nothing? But listen, we've had to put up with a bit of that this season. We've had our fair share of bad luck, and so hopefully it'll turn in terms of, you know, we've had goals not given that were over the line, and penalties not given that stick on, and bits and bobs. But that's such is life, and when, you know, when you put the ball in good areas as many times as we do, then you're going to ask questions of defenders and goalkeepers, and mistakes are going to happen. So, you know, we got to keep working, keep our heads down, take every game, you know, as they come. You know, we ain't got to get our head of ourselves. There's plenty of football left, and but at the moment we've given ourselves a good chance. You know, we're in a good position.
It's fair to go. You said they, you know, they threw a lot of men forward did. In the last 10 minutes. You must be proud with how they defended last 10.
Yeah, we were resolute. Good, you know, the back four outstanding. And Gateshead are a good team. If they'd have beaten us today, they'd have gone sixth. So let's get it in perspective. You know, this is not an easy place to come, and they've had good results and are still very much sniffing around the playoff situation. You know, and to be fair to Watto, he's lost some players. The boy Armstrong and the boy's name evades me now, who's gone back anyway from a loan period, were doing really, really, really well. You know, excellent, in fact, and they were scoring. So, you know, he's been unfortunate that he's lost some players, but listen, that's not our concern. We have to concentrate on our job. And we stuck it out when we had to, but I think if you're honest, we deserve to win the game.
And how are your nerves, right at the end? A few flashbacks from last year and conceded last kick of the game.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, there is. I mean, it's 2-1, and obviously, it's, as we would if we were 2-1 down a few minutes ago. You're going for it. You're gung-ho and throwing bodies forward, and anything can happen. And then we get a chance possibly on the counter attack, you know, but. In the end, we stood firm, and listen, we're a far, far better team than we were last year, a million miles better. We've got better players, and we're an all-round better football club. So it was a wonderful result for us. It was always going to be tough, you know, 4 hours on the bus coming up, with the four going back, I expect. And I thought the lads were very, very professional, and we move on to the trophy now on Saturday against Halifax.